Welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 88. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Yo.
We are finally getting around to our mid-year report card here in August.
Yeah.
It's okay. So we're going to go over like our favorite movies of the year so far, and maybe some of our favorite TV shows, and maybe a little bit, maybe what we're looking forward to coming up, I guess.
Yeah.
So
sounds good.
We put together a top five, I think, of like our favorites so far for the year. Chris, why don't you throw us one of your favorites to kick it all off here?
Sure. Why don't we start off with Green Room?
All right.
It's wouldn't necessarily call it a horror film. We talked about it. We liked it quite a bit. It's a thriller punk band kind of gets mixed up in some crazy neo-Nazi stuff going on, and they're kind of fighting for their life out of this green room while Patrick Stewart plays this sadistic kind of leader of the Nazis. It is there's a great deal of tension going on in that movie. Super tense. It's it has a very satisfying ending. It's a very fun movie. I think it's only about 90 minutes long, so it's kind of like you're in, you're out. There's no filler in there. It's just done really well.
Very, very intense. And I watched it with Aaron the other night, mm-hmm. our friend Altoid Yoda. And he's like, that was too intense. He's going to give him nightmares. So while not maybe an out-and-out horror movie, the violence in it is so shocking that, and the level of tension throughout it has strong elements of horror, I'd say.
Yes.
But we're going to be talking a little more about Green Room, so we'll move along here. I guess my first one would be Hush. This one kind of snuck out. It's on Netflix, directed by Michael Flanagan. It's very basic. Very basic, like, this is a straight horror movie, I'd say. It's a girl in a house. She is deaf, and she's isolated and all alone, and there's a guy who's messing with her, a killer who's messing with her, and he realizes that she's deaf, and he has some fun with it. I don't know. It's a very, I think, kind of clever take on the well-worn, like, home invasion horror thriller type thing.
Yeah, it's by the fact that she is deaf, it definitely gives it a different feel. But they play with a lot of the same kind of themes and stuff. Just twist it around just enough to make it interesting.
I think that they also, with the killer himself, they do some interesting things. Like, you think that he's going to be like a faceless killer like Michael Myers, and he quickly begins to show his face and show his personality. He has a personality in this. And
yeah, he's just not the shape or, Jason. Or he's not one of those. Like, there's something behind the, like, he has more of like a, I wouldn't say a Freddy Krueger vibe, but kind of that same, like, where Freddy has a personality and you grow to understand the killer as well, as opposed to a Jason and Michael who are just kind of like indiscriminate wrecking balls.
Yeah, I get 100% what you're saying. He is, and it's not like, like you said, it's not like to say that he is like Freddy Krueger. It's just that he has a personality.
Yeah.
He's kind of his own thing, and he's just like this kind of scumbag personality.
Yes.
It's different. And I think for horror fans, you should definitely, it's on Netflix, so go check it out. It's actually really good. Made my top five. So, all right, Chris, what do you got up next?
I was there with Hush and Green Room in between. I'm going to leave Hush. We just talked about it. And go to another kind of another kind of horror thriller type movie, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Wow, you liked it that much, huh?
Yeah, and it stuck with me. Like, I enjoy like claustrophobic settings, like where the set is very just a few rooms, and I like the tension that can build in that area. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead and John Goodman are excellent in this movie. And And I like that, like, the ending is kind of batshit and just off the wall, and it plays with Cloverfield as a concept, like that Cloverfield are monsters or aliens or whatever, but this isn't necessarily about that. They exist in this movie, but not for the sense of like what is going on with Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character, so.
Yeah, it really is kind of, for the most part, its own thing, but then it is tied into that universe, and I think it's in a fun way, and it's kind of stuck with me too. I didn't like fall in love with the movie, but I did really. Well, one, I liked the cast. I like Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I like John Goodman gave a really good performance in it.
And that there's some shocking crap in that movie.
Yeah, and not even. Not like Green Room in that it's gory. It's just like when stuff happens, it like really kind of surprises you. It's a good movie, and I don't know how everyone feels about the ending, but I think me and you both liked the ending. So,
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun.
well, I guess up next, you might be surprised this one's so low, but this is where it is. Zootopia.
Okay.
It was our first movie that we both gave 5 stars this year. I still really like it. I actually have it here, and I'm about to watch it again sometime soon. I got it from Netflix. I don't know, really fun animated movie that kind of had, stuff to say about institutional racism, which is crazy for like a kids movie. And also, just it's just really funny and clever, and two great, main characters in it. And of course, those like sloths are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's really kind of challenging for like a family animated movie. So, and it's just really fun. So, really surprised me when I went to go see it.
Let's see. Next up for me is Captain America: Civil War. I kind of went into this with almost zero expectations, 'cause I did not like the. Not that I didn't like the last Avengers movie, but I was not like hot, super high on it. I felt it was bloated. I didn't really care what was going on. And then this one came along, and like I'm not a Captain America fan, but this was an Avengers movie primarily, just kind of with Captain America as the focus of it. And I thought it was really well done. Superhero movie, best one of the year so far, and probably
Well,
the best one going. So,
I don't know if that's saying a whole lot. You did like Batman versus Superman, so.
and I mean, we like Deadpool, and
Yeah.
I liked X-Men, but that's nowhere on my big list, so.
It's funny, for me, Civil War has kind of faded a bit, where I just look back at it and go, yeah, it was pretty good, but it was pretty long. Like, the things that stick out for me with Civil War are probably Spider-Man more than anything. Spider-Man and
Spider-Man and Ant-Man are
yeah, exactly.
fantastic. Like they're scenes there, and I mean they're a small part of it, but they're great in that movie. It makes you really excited for like the next Ant-Man movie and the next Spider-Man movie.
Oh boy, yeah, Spider-Man's gonna be great. Like,
Yeah.
but yeah, that whole airport fight is the part that sticks out in my head, and the rest of it's kind of blur.
It's a great set piece.
Yeah.
But it does like I liking the overall Marvel universe, like it sets up some really interesting things going forward, and I thought it was just enjoyable all the way through, so.
Surprised it's placed so high. Did you like Winter Soldier?
I did. I do not love it like some people do. Like, it's good.
I saw it. Well, I'd seen it before, but I saw it shortly after I went and saw Civil War in the theater. And I'm always like really impressed by Winter Soldier, and then I always forget 90% of it. So I get to revisit it again someday.
I wonder if that's just like the nature of these movies now for you, where it's
It's
just
kind
like
of blurring
everything
together.
blurs together
Yeah.
because it's one really big storyline, and it's kind of just like an episode of TV. So, I mean, they happen like 4 times a year, but it's like 2 hours or 2.5 hours of a piece of this story. So it's kind of like,
Yeah.
did that happen in this one or in this one, or kind of
Yeah.
bounces around.
Yeah, for sure. I guess we're already down to number 3, I guess.
One, two. That was my third, yeah.
Okay, so my number three is a movie I just saw recently. I don't believe you've seen yet. It is Midnight Special.
I went to go rent this over the weekend and it was not in the Redbox machine. Like it's there listed, but it had been taken out of that machine. It was sold out at that location. So I'm looking for it.
Well, I'll be interested to hear what you think because among people I've recommended it to, it's been very divisive. Aaron, once again, bringing him up again, he didn't like it at all. He said
Really?
it was boring. It was 2 hours of people staring at each other. Nothing happened. If you remember in last week's episode, I kind of closed it out, like kind of briefly reviewing it, like saying it's, it's got some exciting action in it. It's got, it's kind of like a great sci-fi movie. And so, like, our two takeaways from it couldn't be more different. I think his problem with it is it never fully explains everything. And if you're a person who gets upset by a movie not explaining everything to you, you might be disappointed with it. I'm perfectly okay. I don't need an explanation for anything. I don't think life gives you the answers to everything. And sometimes when everything is tied up with a neat bow like that, it feels written. It feels fake to me. Like so, and also I think sometimes like this is a movie like a sci-fi movie about a big grand mystery. Where the director, Jeff Nichols, he could have easily, in my opinion, just spun a wheel and picked an explanation for everything. And, but what I don't think any answer he would have given us would have been satisfactory. I think it's better to leave it some things a mystery in it. Because he could have easily picked, like, okay, this is what it's a movie about a kid with special powers. Like, he could have said, this kid, this is why he has these powers. And he could have told you that outright. And I don't think any explanation he would have given would have been satisfactory. And I think part of the movie is about the answers that we would come up with for this kid. It won't be satisfactory. I think that's in the movie, but Aaron's not here to defend his opinion on it. He fucking hates it. He didn't hate it, but he does not like it. Another one of our friends, Mr. Too Fresh, saw it and he fell right in between me and Aaron on it. He liked it. He didn't have a problem with it not answering everything. But anyways, to get back on track a little with it, I think it's a very exciting sci-fi movie and I can forgive some of its faults because I'll take Midnight Special over any of these comic book movies or sequels that we get every year. It's something that feels really original and inspired, and I'll take that even if it's imperfect over, I don't know, a billion Marvel movies. That's just,
We could have both.
yeah, we could absolutely have both, but to me, what's more valuable is people that are trying to make new stories.
Sure.
So I'm interested to hear your take on it because it's definitely a movie that could be up for debate, and you could probably do a whole podcast on the meaning of it. And I'm sure there's all sorts of stuff on the. I haven't looked into it because, like I said, I am satisfied with what the movie gave me. Like I don't need to try to figure it out further. I was just kind of I found it kind of breathtaking, and I was fine with where it went. But maybe we'll do a spoiler show on that one day. We'll see.
All right.
So you already said you're number three.
Yes.
So we're down to the top two.
And my number two is Zootopia.
I'm not surprised. I thought it would be one, though.
I mean, kind of you touched on a lot of the points of it. It deals with things that aren't generally dealt with in an animated movie. It's genuinely funny. It has a really good heart to it. The story is enjoyable and fun. It's kind of like a buddy cop type film going on. It really should, like Disney Animation Studios is really on a hot streak recently, so.
Yeah, what else have they did like they did Frozen, right?
Yes, they did
Or
Frozen. They did well, I don't. Yes, I think they're on with Frozen. They did Tangled. They did Wreck-It Ralph. They
that's
did
right.
Big Hero 6, which I've yet to see, but people rave about that one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Like some of our friends on Twitter like really loved Big Hero 6. So,
Are they doing that one that's coming out? It's like Kubo or Cabo or whatever the hell. You know what I'm talking about? I've been seeing ads for it.
Is it them?
It's either them.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. That is not a Disney movie.
Oh, never mind. Misinformation here.
I apologize. That one looks pretty good too, though. Interesting, at least.
I don't know why. I thought for sure it was either Pixar or Disney. I'll guarantee this: there will be a Zootopia too. I think.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, there's so much you can do in that world. So.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, it's gonna happen.
I don't know if I needed a Zootopia too, but I like, you know, I've already said it was on my list. Zootopia is very good. I mean, great even. It's a 5-star movie. I think that people should check it out. Even people that don't normally watch animated movies should give it a chance. It's funny. It's got two really likable leads in it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both excellent. The villain's cool too. Like, there's a cool twist to that, so.
Yeah, there's a good twist near the end too. Yeah. So here we go. I'm going into my number two. I don't know if you'll agree with this one, but I really loved it. It was The Invitation.
Okay.
It's a really slow kind of thriller about a guy who gets invited to his ex-wife's house for like a dinner party, and not really sure why he's there. And a lot of the guests at this dinner party seem a little confused by the couple's strange behavior. It's a real slow burn, I'd say, for 75% of it. I found that first 75% to be very interesting, and I was engaged, and I was wondering what was going on. And it starts to take some really weird turns where they're playing this game where you kind of overshare with each other.
Yeah, they do.
But for people who find that slow, stick with it, I think. And I think you'll find like the last half hour of that movie to be pretty damn exciting. And I think the main thing, the reason it gets so high on my list, is because it has this twist ending that, I mean, I think it's one of the best twist endings I've ever seen. It like blew my fucking brains out with the final shot of that. And most people who I have recommended this to, I think recently Mr. Too Fresh, he watched it and he was like, wow. So, yeah, I think that twist ending does work. And I think that, you know, like I said, it's a little slow, but it's worth it, in my opinion.
Sure. For some reason, didn't have it on my 2016 list, because IMDb has it listed as a 2015 movie, but...
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but... I mean,
Google has it listed as a coming out April 4th or something like that, so...
It was on video on demand this year, and, so, in my opinion... Maybe it was shot in 2015 or whatever and done, but
yeah, but
probably shown at some festivals or whatever. But it's 2016 movie in my book.
There
it's
you go.
It's be in my end of the year.
I will probably add it to my list at some point. At least my overall list.
So yeah, I'm guessing it's not your number.
No, it is not my number one. In fact, you hated my number one movie. It's Finding Dory. Something about those characters, something about everything that happens in that movie that it's just kind of, I mean, it hasn't not too far away, and I'm sure that as the year goes on, it will fade, but I'm still pretty high on it, so.
When you said it, I hated it. I thought you were going to bust out Batman versus Superman on
me. No,
I was like, wait, didn't you only give that 3 stars?
No, I think I gave Batman vs. Superman 4 stars. But,
oh, you did?
Yeah. But I did give Finding Dory 5 stars along with Zootopia. They're the only two movies I've given 5 stars to this year. So,
I mean, I didn't hate Finding Dory.
It's all right. You hated it.
It wouldn't be. It probably wouldn't even be in my top 10 right now of this year. So if we were doing a top 10 right now, I don't think it would make it. I just perfectly I didn't hate all
right. it. I mean... You know, coming off of it, I definitely have a nostalgic tie to
yes.
You know, Finding Nemo. I enjoy Dory's character. I know people hate her as a character. In fact, our friend Ryan was wondering why the hell they even made a movie about her, as she was, to him, was the most annoying piece of Finding Nemo. So.
That was kind of something I said too. I find her to be one note, you know? It's like, that's it. I can't remember shit. Like, okay, great. And they tried to do stuff with this, but to me, this sequel felt very forced. Like, it felt like they're doing this because they know how big Finding Nemo is, and they knew that it would be a huge hit, and they're right.
Oh,
It
it was a huge hit.
it's actually like, I think it might be the number one movie of the summer, or at least on track for that. Oh.
Let's see. Domestically, I think you might be right. I'm looking at. I just pulled up numbers. Worldwide, it is like fifth in the year. Yes, domestically, it is the number one movie of the year.
That's pretty impressive going up against, Civil War, I'd
And
say.
it's out-earned Civil War by $70 million.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, but I don't hate it. I just didn't like it at all. Like,
It's
but
fine.
I'm also a weirdo who didn't really care for Finding Nemo, and so don't listen to me. I'm probably wrong on this one, but just for me personally, like it didn't. Nothing that they were trying worked with me. Like I was just like, yeah, whatever, and
That's fine.
fine for kids, and that's my takeaway was it was perfectly fine for kids, like, which is. I mean, I think they're trying to appeal a little bit more than that because a lot of people who are fans of Finding Nemo are not kids anymore. So,
This is true. And Finding Nemo was like 14, 15 years ago, so.
yeah. All right, so that's your number one, Finding
Yeah.
Dory.
What do you got there?
I'm going in a much different direction.
Well, it will be hard to stay on that line because we've touched on the two big animated movies for the
Yeah.
year, so.
My number one, and this is by a fucking country mile, is Green Room. I think that movie is a masterpiece. Like, you put it in at number five, right?
Yeah, well, I actually had it like that and Hush were like right on the same line, and I went with Green Room above it, but yeah.
I think Green Room is a far superior movie to Hush. I think it's, like I said, I think it's a far superior movie than anything I've seen this year. I mean, that movie. It's wonderful filmmaking, like from this director Jeremy Saulnier, who I can't wait to see what else he does. But like, there's a lot of things I love about it. Like, one of the things I really, really love about Green Room is it never overexplains things. It expects you to be smart enough to figure it out. I kind of love that. Like, there's like little things in it, like the red laces. They never explain what that means, but they respect you to go, okay, the red laces means that you're like on the inside circle with this guy, like you're one of the higher soldiers.
Right.
Never explain that, but you figure it out just fine on your own. I
Yeah,
don't.
they do it. Well, I mean they do ex like they don't come out and say you need to get the red laces or like but yeah, like things happen in the movie that kind of explains it for you and
Yeah, he'll say.
lead you to at least understand.
He'll say, "I want the only people on this are red laces." And so, like right there, that's all. Like they didn't have to sit there and go, the red laces are the people who are like the higher. They never had to say anything. Just simple, like only the red laces are. And I think there's a point later on in the movie where he gives like the one nice guy among them. He's like, "You earn these," and he gives him some red laces. But like a lesser movie would have totally, totally overexplained that for no
Oh yeah,
reason.
for sure.
I'm trying to remember like the last time I viewed this, which was recently, but like. One thing I think I noticed too is that like they're running drugs out of that place, right?
Yes,
But they
there's
never,
like a lab in the
yeah,
basement.
they never go out of their way to explain that to you, because the whole thing is there's this murder that happens there, and the band witnesses it, and that's a problem because they don't want police attention there because of what they're doing out of this club.
Right.
But the movie never ever puts that all together for you. It just expects you to be paying attention and be intelligent enough to figure it out, So I love that. I love that the it goes against things that you might expect. Like at one point you think that they're going to be saved by this guy, and he's like, "But the thing that they don't know is I know where the shotgun's at." And that just right in the middle of him saying that, it goes another direction. Like it feels dangerous. It feels like anyone could die at any moment, and they do. People that you really like die. The people that you expect to be like, they have martial arts skill. They might last a little longer. They get killed, and it's just a badass fucking movie. Just
I mean, I don't want to really spoil it, but there was a character in there, and I was surprised when she died because I really had her picked as probably being the survivor.
I think I know who you're talking about, and I like this actress, so
Yeah, she's great.
I think I know exactly. She was on a TV show that we probably both watched, I would imagine.
Believe so.
Okay, well, we'll discuss it after. But and just there's another. I love the final line of the movie. I love that they do with one of the dogs in it. I don't know if you remember that near the end, the one dog kind of wandering on its own.
Yeah.
And just like this is a movie, it's kind of an art house movie, but it's a movie I would wholeheartedly recommend to any of my friends. Be like, dude, you gotta check out Green Room. It's a badass fucking movie. Like, it's just a badass movie. It's a movie that, like, I think that people who are art house cinema lovers will like it, and I think people that just like a good, intense time will like it. I just think the only people I wouldn't recommend it to are people that can't handle like gore or anything like intense. But I'd say with everyone else, like I said, I think there's nothing that comes close to it for me this year. And it's just this fun little 90-minute thriller. So that's my top. That's our top fives.
They will most assuredly change.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
There's a
stuff
lot of
coming out.
stuff coming out that I'm really excited for.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. I wanted to. Was there anything that honorable mention for you that didn't quite make the cut of the top five here?
So I left Star Trek off my list because that came out in July.
Yeah.
I like that. That might have pushed my top five. Deadpool probably wouldn't have pushed my top five, but I really like that as well.
Yeah.
The Shallows, was like these are things that probably would have fallen in my top 10, so.
I guess a couple for me. I think Deadpool's on that honorable mention list. It's just super funny. Everybody wants them. It's like I've said before, it's no Days to Confuse, but it's a nice little follow up to it. And one that almost made my top five, like I wrestled with it a lot. I probably should have put it on now that I think about it. Is The Nice Guys. Like, that movie has really grown on me. I've only watched it the one time, but I still think about it. Like, I know when I watch it again, I'm gonna like enjoy it more than I did the first time. I know that you were kind of down on it a little bit. Like,
Yeah,
you were disappointed.
I did not come away from that loving it. It was okay.
That's one I'm interested to revisit to see, but I have like a really strong feeling I'm gonna love it way more the second time. I just think that Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling are just really good in it, and it's really kind of oddball, dark humor, and it's kind of like a movie that you don't get that often anymore.
Right.
And well, got a little bit more time left here. Let's talk about some TV. Now, obviously, we're not gonna do a top five because I don't even know if I've watched a whole five TV shows this year.
I can pretty much tell you I haven't. So.
I mean, I may have, but let's talk standouts for TV. I think the obvious big one, really big one, is Game of Thrones. I think they knocked it out of the
Yeah,
park this year.
Game of Thrones had an excellent season. Set some things up for the next two seasons, so.
Yeah, I think it's they're finally. I guess I didn't like season five at all, but
Right.
I think that things from season five paid off, and I feel like even them going into the season, they probably had an idea that they're gonna end it by season eight, and I think that allowed them to really start moving the pieces around and really setting up the final, the final run that we're going towards here.
Yes.
And they surprised us. Like, remember, we were going into the finale of season six here and going, oh yeah, they're probably gonna, last week was crazy with Jon Snow and all that shit. They're probably just
Yeah.
gonna be a calm episode. And no,
Oh, it was the
they like upped it
craziest
even
episode of
more
the
almost.
season.
Yeah, it starts off with fucking Cersei blowing up the Capitol or whatever. Like, it was just awesome. So they really bounced back from what I thought was a lackluster season. With, I think, one of their best seasons. It's probably my favorite one outside of the Trial of Tyrion, which is what, season four?
Yeah.
Yeah, really great. Did you want to say more on that?
It's just funny, like a coworker of mine just started watching the series, And she has burned through 4 seasons in like 2 weeks.
Now, is this at your prodding, or is this just something that she
No,
just.
she just picked up. Like, she was like, ah, everyone kept saying it was really good. And then she came in after watching, I think, the first episode and was like, holy shit, that was really good. And, like, this isn't something I would normally have, like, recommended to her anyway. But she has burned through the first 4 seasons. And she's, like, consistently asking me questions, like, well, what happens to this person? And, like, well, who did this? Like, you gotta watch it, 'cause the payoffs are well worth it.
I think it's a testament to the quality of Game of Thrones that people who you wouldn't think would like it, like, you love it as much as you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people like that go to start watching that show. I'm like, I don't know if they'll get into it, and they love it. So.
Yeah, 'cause it appeals across the board. Like, it's there's everything there, you know. It's there's action, there's adventure, there's fantasy, there's romance, there's politics. Like, it hits all the marks.
Yeah, and I think that good writing can transcend genre or setting. Like, you might not, you know, this kind of fantasy setting might not normally be your thing, or these types of, you know, but if this is written like so well, like the dialogue is so amazing on that show that it, you know, it grabs people of all types. So
Yes.
I think the other big one for me this year, surprise hit of the summer, I'd say, is Stranger Things on Netflix. Have you gotten to finish that
I
yet?
did that. That's a
Yeah.
great show.
It's just, I mean, it is a love letter to the 80s. Like, and it feels like it just came straight out of the 80s. It's not winking or anything. It's just like, let's just take everything that, like, it's just everything that I loved when I was a kid, like E.T., like It, like, it's just all that shit. It's like every Stephen King novel and every kind of, like, you know, Goonies and shit like that, like, all kind of mashed together. Even like with the teenagers, just kind of like a slasher movie element with it. Like, it almost feels like a Nightmare on Elm Street or something like that with
Yeah.
the characters. It's fantastic.
It
I wasn't
is.
like blown away by how it ended, but I didn't really care. I was just like, this is so great that I don't even care how it ends. Like, I don't know. How do you feel about the ending of it?
I like the ending. I mean, it leaves it open for them to potentially do more
Which they will,
there
yeah.
with, but I also like the idea of them just kind of going somewhere else. Stranger things happening somewhere else.
Well, yeah, based on the title of it, I still hope that they do this, because, like, it would be a great, like, let's make it like the Twilight Zone, except by seasons, you know,
Yeah, like to
like kind
me,
of American Horror Story, or, you know.
yeah, that's kind of what I was like. You had thrown that out there, and I was like, that sounds like a really cool way to approach this. I guess the way the creators are talking is, it looks like they're going to kind of continue. I guess they're looking to maybe continue what the story of these kids are, though. So.
I mean, I'd be okay with that, but then maybe season three we could go. I don't know. Like, I really want to see them go Twilight Zone slash American Horror Story route, where we're getting different types of cool Stranger
Yeah,
Things.
where everything takes place in the same
Yeah.
world, but there's different characters, different things, different times. Just keep that theme song, though.
Yeah, to keep the theme song, and honestly, I would like to have David Harbour as the sheriff. No matter what, like, even if it's a different, like, it could be a different town, completely different
He
story.
was
David
really good.
Harbour, like, oh my God, I loved him as this, like, this fucking chain smoking, drinking sheriff. Like, it was great. Yeah, so that was like a huge kind of surprise hit. Like, I kind of saw it coming. I remember reading something about it, going, oh, that sounds interesting. But then, like, everybody watched it when it came out, which is cool. I don't know if there's anything else in terms of TV that stood out for you, or if you even watched anything else.
I watched the first couple episodes of Preacher.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't pulled me back. It seems okay.
Yeah.
Fear the Walking Dead is actively not good.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, so
The
that's it.
Walking, what about The Walking Dead? Did that do anything for you this year? Was that a
I
year?
like this season of The Walking Dead. There are people that are very angry about this season of The Walking Dead. Because it all built up to something that just kind of cut to black. leaving you hanging for next year, but that's coming up soon enough. So,
I really enjoyed Daredevil season two. I thought it was really cool.
I haven't finished that yet. But what I watched of that was pretty good.
It got like ultra violent, and I really liked the Punisher in it. But
yes, and to me, that's where I stopped watching it is when it moves into like the Electric like storyline.
Yeah, well, it's a little bumpy or a little hump in the road you have to get over, like because she does factor heavily into the whole rest of the season, but like it doesn't like just go off into that forever, you know, like.
It's not bad. It just like it definitely like it was ramped up, and then just dropped off real quick. And it was still good, but it was, but you were here, and now we're here.
It comes back. It's just that she factors into the rest of the story, so they had to like kind of go to the side and explain her. I guess like,
got
it. I guess that kind of speaks to like their seasons are too long, but
yes, there's no need for 13 episodes of that show. Stranger Things was great at 8 episodes.
Exactly, dude. I want more Stranger Things. I just don't know if I do want them to continue that same story, but oh well. And I guess we'll maybe do a proper fall preview sometime, but is there anything in the immediate future that you're really looking forward to?
Movie-wise? Yeah, The Accountant.
That's... what hell was in that?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I remember thinking that looked good.
Ben Affleck and Anna Kendrick. He is he's this accountant that is also kind of like a crazy person. Like he has issues, and he kills people, I guess, as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's right. Now you're bringing it back to me.
And it comes out in October, so it's still a little ways off, but that's one that is definitely still up there for me. Suicide Squad's getting brutalized, but I still kind of want to see it. Actually, I heard from two critics today that I actually generally align with, and they came out, they both liked it. And they were split on Batman vs. Superman, so, and they were aligned here, so the one gave it an 8 out of 10, so.
I was watching a review right before we started the show. I didn't get to finish watching it, so I don't know where they fell on it, but the one guy was like, it's not that bad, like, I kind of liked it, and they both agreed it was way better than Batman vs. Superman, so, I guess take that how you will. It's getting really bad reviews, but...
Yeah, and there's crazy petition to get Rotten Tomatoes taken down.
Yeah,
it's some nutty stuff going on, but I want to see that, and I think you had mentioned Sausage Party.
Yes. Oh my God.
Really soon, and another one I'm sure you are really looking forward to, which was up until recently called The Woods. Is that what it was?
Oh my God! I almost forgot about this altogether. Yes, huge news. We're gonna end on here, I guess.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's huge news.
I would agree with you on it being huge news. I mean, it's a pretty big name in horror. Blair Witch is they're making a sequel to it, a sequel to the original Blair Witch, not that weird Blair Witch 2.
The one that never happened.
And it's directed by Adam Wingard.
Yes.
He directed Your Next, which is a horror film I love. He directed The Guest, which is a horror film Jeff loves. I really like it, but Jeff loves that movie.
Yeah, I love both of them. I find The Guest to be like very rewatchable because of the fun scenes in it. Like, just him going to a bar and beating the shit out of everyone in the bar. And, like, just shit like that. It's just, like, super, super fun.
This guy is, he's on fire right now.
I mean, dude, you remember earlier in the year, I was super looking forward to The Woods regardless because of the director. And then it's revealed, I guess, what is it, at Comic-Con? that, you know, like they went to a screen. Here's a screening of The Woods, and as the movie's starting, the title changes to Blair Witch, and fucking, I can only imagine what it was like to be in that crowd. Yeah, so then to find out that this director that I love his movies, his new movie is secretly a sequel to one of my favorite horror movies ever. Like, holy shit, dude. I am there Friday night all over that shit. Like, I can't
I
wait
think
to see Blair Witch.
that one will be quite fun.
Reaction from Comic-Con, too, I think was generally very positive on that movie. So I'm excited.
And speaking of Adam Wingard, he is also announced as the director for the American version of I Saw the Devil.
All right, I'm in.
So
I love that Saw the Devil. So cool. That's crazy. Cool.
yeah, he's all over everything right now.
He's, I'd say, probably the hottest horror director around right now, based on that. Like, based on just those two movies, and what he's done so far, obviously. Really cool. I think the only one I'll throw on top of that before we get, I mean, also Sausage Party, I hear, is really good. One other one we're throwing on top of there, one you know I'm really hyped for, and soon, is Don't Breathe.
Yes, that looks like a ton of fun.
I can't wait.
Is
That's getting,
that August?
yeah, it's the end of the month, and I think if you, the last I checked on Rotten Tomatoes, it was at like 100%, or no, I'm sorry, it was not 100%, but it was mostly very, very positive. So.
And then War Dogs is not too far out. That looks
Oh
fun.
yeah. Yes, I can't wait for that. There's like, dude, this last month of summer, like, there's way more movies that I'm like genuinely excited about compared to the last 3 months. Like, I'm like really excited for all the shit, and then next month is Blair Witch. Like, holy shit.
And then we get into kind of the awards movie time, and then it's Star Wars time, so.
Absolutely. I think sometime maybe near end of September after Blair Witch and all that, we'll like do a look at what's coming out in the fall, because I haven't really looked into it yet, so that might be fun to do.
All right, sounds good.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.